Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report, where we cover natural functional medicine, anti-aging technologies, which we have unique abilities to do testing and consultations, as well as geopolitical issues, world issues, environmental issues, etc. And we tell you the truth, more advanced information, technology, and science than any other radio or television show anywhere. I mean, you can watch Fox News, you can watch many other, or listen to many other shows on radio and television, and you have to understand you're going to get the full truth here at NutriMedical. And we have experts on, like Lowell Ponte, who should be on what I call a Samuel Council to the President, because it's obvious that now that we're getting some information through with our basically Vimeo channel feeds directly to real Donald Trump on his Twitter feed, his policies are starting to change. So hopefully more things have happened, because we have an article today about how the corporations have weaponized themselves, in a sense, to fight against the Constitution. What's the title of the article today, and how shall we approach this?
Oh, the article at WorldNet Daily is "Leftists Weaponize Corporations to Kill the Constitution." It's not that corporations want to become these kinds of weapons. It's rather that government now, you see, remember when a Supreme Court justice early in our republic said that the power to tax is the power to kill. Today we would have to add the power to regulate is the power to kill.
Right.
So increasingly, government officials who can't get something enacted in a vote, can't get something carried out by democratic processes, turn to corporations and hand down what amount to mandates. You know, you will spend more money, or you will carry out a policy we, the government, want mandated. So, for example, Barack Obama implemented a thing called Operation Choke Point. And what was held under Choke Point is any company that Obama did not like, or any industry, he would then hand down an order to the banks that would be associated with that industry, that did their banking, that handled their accounts, that cashed their credit card payments, and so on, that we want you to find any pretext you can. By the way, you have to spy on this company for the government. Tell us what they are doing financially. And at the tiniest sign of something unusual or potentially mistaken, you know, like taking out $500 in cash or putting it in,
right?
You should cut off their business services. You should make it impossible for them to bank.
Wow.
Now, Trump undid that when he became president, but now, for example, we see Mario Cuomo's son, the governor of New York, handing down a directive through his lackeys that went to every major credit card company in the country, and they said simply this: if you, we expect you to cut off business assistance to the gun industry, or to people who sell guns or ammunition.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to do this, and if you don't do that, regulations could become very unpleasant for you. You could just find yourself subject to more red tape than you knew existed. So they intimidate, they bully, they threaten companies, expecting them to carry out things the government itself doesn't have the legal or constitutional power to do. But the price private sector theoretically does. The only thing is it's being done on government orders.
Yeah,
so it's a way to circumvent the Constitution.
It also is a form of totalitarianism, isn't it? It's a form of cyber state, I call it. In fact, I had a gentleman on several years ago talking about basically this various thing, is the digital super state which is developing between the media and the social media and the corporations now that can enforce this. They don't really need even to have imposed laws or regulations, which has supplanted most of the Constitution. If you order a Constitution now, it's no longer a pocket Constitution. It's 3,000 pages plus supplements, which are 115 years of changes in the Congress or in the courts that have actually amended or changed the Constitution, so it's not the same. Now this even goes beyond that. We're dealing with the cyber state, I call it, where the cyber state basically is regulatory changes and tyranny through corporations that are enforcing things like financial rules against gun companies where they can't get a lot of national law passed, especially under Donald Trump. And this basically circumvents the entire process of representative government, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You'll remember last week we talked about Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, and the likely 2020 Democrat presidential candidate or vice president. She has put forth new legislation to create what she calls the Accountable Capitalism Act, the essence of which is every major corporation in the country, in order to do business, will have to acquire a federal charter from a new branch of government.
Really?
Or bureaucracy. And that federal charter will basically require them to do pretty much whatever the politicians want. It's deliberately written to be very vague. You're supposed to be responsive to not only shareholders, but what she called stakeholders in the company. And you
can
guess what stakeholders mean.
Well, the stake is actually a stake in the heart of the corporation from the politicians, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it means that if a politician is gung-ho for an environmental idea or for more racial justice or for more distribution through community activists of money or what have you, and this is something the Democrats became expert at, you know, the whole reason we had the housing collapse in 2008 was because Jimmy Carter, once upon a time, had set up a thing called the CRA, the Community Reinvestment Act, that basically said to banks, you have to be willing to make loans to people who are not creditworthy to have those loans,
right?
A.K.A. minorities and Democrat Party constituent groups. And they finally squeezed hard enough that the major banks were making tens, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of loans to people who are not worthy of them. And who then just jettisoned them because they didn't have to make any real down payment.
And they also then took that those loan debts and reconsolidated them to give them a higher credit rating so they could actually create this bubble economy based on false debt.
Oh, sure, and they were selling them to people in Greenland and Norway and so on as if they were top credit rated bundles of loans, when in fact they knew they were had been made to people who were uncreditworthy.
But nobody went to jail over it, did they?
Themselves.
Yeah, nobody went to jail, right?
No, but virtually nobody went to jail, yeah.
Yeah.
However, they did pay billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of fines, which is really the government objective anyway. The purpose of many of these regulations is to be able to squeeze money and power out of corporations and into the hands of government.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, for example, the intent of Elizabeth Warren's proposed law is not only to make companies comply with all sorts of insane regulations and transfer more and more power away from the private sector and into the public sector, but is also to redistribute wealth by the trillions of dollars into things like public housing and care for the poor and, in effect, turn the companies into quasi-welfare state entities. But this is the problem. The line is being erased between the private sector and the public sector, so that everybody now functions as a quasi-government entity, because government can interfere with every little aspect of your life regulatorily. And if political regulations exist for everything, then you can't expect them not to be politicized. They will be.
Well, this is actually more malignant than communism in Russia or China in the 20th century, isn't it? Because with the cyber state, they can monitor things more closely and have more immediate pain to cause to corporations and individuals to step out of line.
Well, one thing we can say to Elizabeth Warren's credit, and that is she is a neo-socialist. She's not an old-fashioned Karl Marx, government must own the means of production socialist. No, 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 she's smarter than that. She is more of an Adolf Hitler kind of socialist. Hitler's genius was that he did everything by regulation, not ownership. You see, the fallacy is the French discovered when they began nationalizing private companies is, yes, they were being very true to Marxism in theory, but they suddenly realized that once the government owns something, it can no longer collect property tax on it. Whereas Hitler had the genius to say, all right, Krupp Weapons Factory, we're going to tell you what you will make, what it will cost, how many you can make, who you have to employ, who will be on your board of directors, and on and on and on. Everything that has to do with private ownership, except you will still own a piece of paper saying that you own this company, and as a result, you have to pay property tax on it at the end of the year.
Wow. Wow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. That is pretty shocking. So the mayor of Tallahassee that destroyed the economy is running opposite of the Trump's campaign choice for governor of California. And he cataloged the specific evils he's done. He destroyed the economy. He's made Tallahassee, the city of Tallahassee, which is their, I think that's their capital, isn't it, Tallahassee, Florida?
Right, right. It's the only place in Florida that actually has a hill. Everything else is a sandbar.
Yeah, exactly.
Flat state.
Yeah, because it's the northern part of Florida.
Florida to the other, except for the curvature.
It's basically continental Florida with a panhandle area that's right smack up against Georgia and Alabama, right?
Well, if you want to be picky and look at it geologically, the parts of Alabama, Georgia, I mean, almost all of Georgia and northern Florida were once part of Africa about 300 million years ago when the Atlantic closed and the continents slammed together, and then that part of Africa pulled away and became that part of the American South.
Ah.
It's happened repeatedly.
That's
I mean, if you know geology, you can look at a map and see amazing things, like the San Andreas Fault, that periodically, they just had a 4.4 quake
right
in Southern California in the last 24 hours, for example. And that will continue about 50 million years from now. Parts of Southern California will break off and be an island floating off the coast of Alaska.
But in fact, they calculated out that where we are in what's called, you know, San Diego County, much of this area of the county actually is part of Baja California Island that'll break off. And I think it's somewhere around, is it 100,000 years it'll actually be off the coast of Alaska or British Columbia?
Yeah, that's right. And the interesting thing is you can see the San Andreas Fault visually if you just look at the Gulf of California between Baja and the mainland of Mexico.
Right.
That is the fault line. That's where the turkey wishbone of the continent is tearing apart right now.
Right. And the other thing is that 8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator. People don't realize there's been a lot of rearrangement of continents over the period of billions of years. Because the Earth is very old. It's 5 billion years old. The Earth is quite old. People don't understand that, do they?
No. In fact, the North and South Pole have changed places 170 times in the last 700,000 years.
Well, we actually have a North Pole now that's moving very quickly, two South Magnetic Poles, and a geomagnetic hole with basically the magnetosphere that goes from Southern Atlantic to 22,000 miles out. It's 5 Earth diameters. So people don't realize there's a lot of anomalies about the Earth that are occurring right now, such as the release of methane hydrates as the primary driver of the increase in temperatures, besides the fire accelerants being put in the upper atmospheres to weaponize the climate, with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, with torsion field satellites to actually steer weather and trigger off new geotectonic events. So,
and as the planet's magnetic field has been weakening by about 5% per century, that means that a solar flare, if it's big enough, or a coronal mass ejection from the sun, will pound the magnetic field in so that satellites that were inside the magnetic field are suddenly outside it. And what that does, of course, is reverse the magnetic polarity of the satellite, which can often shut it down.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, so it's interesting that Trump talks about the Space Force. I took care of Space Force astronauts 24 years ago, so it's not a new thing. It's been up for 40 years. And,
well, the Army Air Force was the Air Force. It just was called the Army Air Force until they changed the name.
When we worked at U.S. Missile Defense Command and Space Command, they were a separate command force that was not, you know, talked about publicly. But we had a Space Force back 24 years ago. And it was separate from the Air Force and from the Navy. Totally separate.
Well, that's important. And it is the new high ground, and there, of course, is endless warfare within the intelligence or the military over who is in charge of this or that. Yes.
Well, they actually have at the Space Force Center, which is at Falcon, Colorado, 2 miles underground. There's 3 higher levels of security, the NORAD. They actually have if you want to call it an icon statue, that talks about the fact that they are prescient in space. The Director of Space Command said, "We control every cubic centimeter of space." This is July 10th, 1994, so that's 24 years ago, from here to Mars. And I said, "You mean the moon?" He said, "Shut up, Deagle, this is a come-to-Jesus talk." So, you know, the fact that Gary McKinnon got, they tried to extradite him from Scotland because this Asperger kid was clever enough to actually hack into the naval lists of people that are actually in the Space Force. People don't understand we have much more in space than people want to admit, don't they?
Oh, of course. I would hope we do, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have entire space fleets that are international, not just American. We have a colony on Mars since 1982. They put out these stupid movies that were not there. It's BS. We've had a mining operation on the moon even 5 years before the Eagle landed on the moon, which is for public consumption. So the fact is helium-3 has already been mined. The Chinese came out 5 years ago and said they're going to start with their 3,500 scientists to start mining themselves helium-3 from the moon, because of the Bolshock wave of the magnetosphere, there's 500,000 times more helium-3 dust on the moon, moon dust we call it, that actually is good for tokamak fusion reactors, for fusion reactors. 10 fusion reactors, for example, could supply all the power for America, and a total of maybe 60 or 70 could supply all the power for the world, with actually no need for quote, fossil or non-fossil fuels, no need for even solar panels. This would supply all the power you need. And, they also have already researched advanced plasma distribution lines that don't need step-down or transfer stations to boost the power between home places, and the power lines would all be buried and relatively small.
And would be superconducting.
So there would be superconductor plasma lines, it's called.
Sure.
So they're basically a hollow tube that controls plasma, not alternating current, and there's no drop in power hundreds of thousands of miles.
Like what you find in a fluorescent light bulb.
Exactly. The same thing. Only this is inside a tube with gigawatts of power being pumped down the line from fusion reactors that use helium-3 from the moon. Period.
So you see there is a bright and exciting shining future ahead for all of us.
Well, they want it for a minority of people because they also see the bright and shining future of genetic engineering the human race. See, they don't want extended lifespans. For example, I myself, and I'm only one of thousands of doctors that are qualified with science and technology, advancing anti-aging. For example, encapsulated our Red Deer Velvet DR yesterday, and we'll have the batch probably shipped today. And this is the first product in the world that actually stops aging. It stops aging. When you take it, it gives you the same nutraceuticals and biomolecules and hormones as when you're in fetal life, which is the only time when you actually don't age. So this in combination with epigenetic frequency therapy, which I'm also patenting, those two things alone are going to extend human lifespan. So if you do a stem cell transplant, for example, which we already I refer people to clinics, whether it's in Panama or Stomatica's clinic called Sonovastem in Tijuana, combining with our nutraceuticals, we're at the nigh's edge of actually stopping and reversing aging. And the geopolitical government, the globalists, are not ready for that. They just want it for the elite to be genetically and cybernetically enhanced and even hooked up their cortex to the supernet so that they can download language skills or travel or go into cyberspace.
Ah, but will it cause fertility to increase or decrease if the government is in charge?
If the government's in charge, they want no fertility. They want no wild human reproduction. It'll all be laboratory-developed embryos.
Just like Brave New.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. So this is a dark future that the socialists like Elizabeth Warren and the pathway they're choosing. This is the future. I'm going to say Agenda 2030, which is 11 years from now, or Agenda 2050, which is just 31 years from now. This is the future that you can expect. This is like Brave New World or Blade Runner. Okay, let's say we'll call it the Blade Runner, Brave New World. Or let's say not brave. You'd have to be brave to go there because it's going to be horrific.
Well, that was a saying from Shakespeare.
Right. Now, here's...
the title.
That's why I took that title, right? Here's what I think will happen. First off, if someone can do it, they will. And I know classified sources where they're actually doing genetic engineering for many times large amounts of artificial uteri. The most advanced research in terms of growing laboratory-grown embryos right now is Japan. They're number one by a large margin. Number two is actually our research facilities here in the United States. And number three, and by the way, we're really close, but a lot of it's really covert. Number three is China. China has 250,000 artificial uteri growing what they call genetically engineered embryos because they want to create super citizens, basically selecting the top genes. And because most people don't realize the price of these 23andMe Prometheus analysis and Ancestry DNA tests are getting cheaper and cheaper. The reason is because they're selling the data to DARPA, Intel agencies, and the deep state. They're actually getting ready to actually create superhumans. You know, the rise of the X.
China has already laid a base for this in their social patterning, you know, where everybody in their society gets a score showing how good a communist, how good a citizen you are. And if you're not a good citizen, you can't get on an airplane. You can't take a train anywhere.
Well, DARPA's even profiled specific gene complexes called the God complex of genes that regulate the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor and the need for a higher self relational with a creator God, whatever religion you choose. It could be transhumanist or Buddhist or Christian or whatever. And they actually can eliminate those specific genes in embryos. People don't realize that you can actually genetically engineer the future citizenry you want. people don't believe that. I'm sorry to tell you that the dreams of Adolf Hitler when he had his, you know, his wet dreams about the Übermensch is coming. And it's coming basically now 100 years after Adolf Hitler rose to power in the 1930s. So by 2030, these things will become reality. And we're not far away from that, are we?
No, in fact, they have just been doing research showing that children who are, in effect, raised by robots, or if you will, the television in your nearby home, are easily driven into what's called mindless conformity. That is, if the robot tells you something and you've been raised to believe it since you were an infant, you will believe what the robot says, whether it's a product to buy or a political loyalty to demonstrate or whatever. And that's just at a mental level. I mean, if that's taken down to a biological, genetic level, then you pretty much control the future of humankind.
Yeah, the plasticity of behavior.
Go wrong.
Yeah, the plasticity of human behavior is taught by real humans that have a complex personality of both good and bad, and the ability to make mistakes and have flaws. And in fact, that's part of the adaptive ability of humans to deal with a changing environment, changing political situations. Whether you're a caveman in ancient France 20,000 years ago, or your modern man living in a big city.
Sure, and if you realize that what the social media is really a kind of collective mass consciousness, and it is being systematically manipulated.
Yeah, but they're moving at a pace now that's getting young people are actually disconnecting from social media, which if they actually took this seriously, social media realizes this is, you know, that like that saying, you know, the tale of two cities. Do not wonder who the bell tolls for. It tolls for you. So social media is committing a form of geopolitical and informational suicide. I don't think that they're going to last much longer at the current modus. Because
in the current mode, but they will last. They'll
last, but they're going to mutate. For example, what they want to do is they don't want just social media where they actually have you going to a phone or they can then push you an ad. They eventually want to have you know, 5G network to infrasound directly to influence your brain from a subconscious level, and they want to be able to hack into consciousness. So while you're in a video game playing Jumanji, they're going to insert ideas and memes, just like these children raised by robots, into your cortex.
Well, they're believing the old Hitlerian idea that you can impose your views on people forcefully, and they will not react. In fact, as Lao Tzu, I think it was, said, the most powerful kind of government is one where the most powerful leader is one where the people say, we did this ourselves.
Right. In other words,
we don't
can't
think of ourselves as being we just happen all to believe this.
Well, this is a comment made by Mikhail Gorbachev when he came to teach at the Presidio, is that he realized that the totalitarian system of so-called capitalism was much more invasive into people's lives and control than even overt communism. And in fact, it's very similar to what happened in Nazi Germany, which is a form of social domination through regulation and through eventual information control, because we can see an amalgam between big government, bureaucracy, and the media trying to control the very process of thought of the collective intelligence of the population.
Well, capitalism works by the carrot more than the stick. At least that's how it appears. We'll give you more and more goodies. We won't hit you with a stick. But you, in fact, are being shaped by the stick anyway.
Yeah, the stick is carrying the carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And people are being led into
it. But it's a much more subtle system.
But I'll tell you what happens to that. You'll see the rise of more and more people like you and me that actually ask tough questions and won't go along with the program. And in fact, as social media has shut down people like Alex Jones, now, people may not like Alex's so-called persona or ability, but he raises good questions. And because of that, there's tens of thousands of people now that didn't know about Alex Jones once they started to shut him down. Now they do. And so the number of people are questioning whether or not the public information media, even at Fox News, for example, I've said over and over again, I can listen to Tucker Carlson or the Ingram Angle or Hannity, and there's red lines that they will not cross. They will not cross those red lines. We pre-cross every moment of every show. They won't raise those questions or raise issues that kind of not only embarrass people that they support, like Donald Trump or some candidate. They'll embarrass the actual network when, in fact, the network that owns, the old guy that owns the network, Fox News, is there collaborating in an oil exploration in the Golan Heights, which is still Syrian territory under the control of the Israelis. And it was lost in a military operation, but it's never been actually transferred. So what people need to understand, that corruption is at every level of government. They're seeking to eventually not only control your thought patterns, but also your DNA. and the DNA of future citizens of America. They want to control who gets life extension technology because it's very close. We're at that we call the golden apple, where within 5 to 20 years, people will not need to either die of disease or age anymore. They'll only die from starvation and violence, period.
And yet the death rate or the death pattern is getting younger in this culture, as in Russian culture. It's mainly among white people who are dying younger, but it nevertheless is there.
So well, I'll tell you why they're dying. They're dying of several things. The first thing they're dying of, they're dying of hope. Their hope is dying. The young person nowadays is saddled with so much debt and so much drug addiction and so much strange thought that a lot of them are dying because they have no hope. Even if they pretend to be pseudo-religious, even most of the public religions, including Christian in America, are a fabrication of fakeness. Most people, if you ask them tough religious questions based on the Bible, and they call themselves a Christian, as I've said sarcastically, even Satan himself is a Christian in America. Right? And in other religions, whether you're transhumanist or Jewish or whatever,
Christ is a socialist, too.
Right, they'll all twist it. And the fact is, though, the greatest failing of America, you know, it says in the Bible that there should be a time not of a famine of bread or water, but of the Word. The Word is basically wisdom. And the ultimate wisdom is the Bible and the witnesses that came to speak not only in the ancient past, but in the present. You and I are witnesses to the population that without the Spirit of God within you, you can't survive the technical holocaust that's coming, because that technical holocaust and the singularity of artificial intelligence will destroy the very nature of what it is to have a decent world to live in. And God's going to put an end to that. Those days are going to be numbered. That scenario, which is luciferic, is not going to last and not going to persist over mankind. But right now, it's in the crescendo phase, and it's scary, isn't it?
It is. And look at the scandal embracing the Catholic Church yet again.
Yeah, well, the Catholic Church are worshiping things that are scandalous themselves. That's why.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention all shoppers. So we're at that nidus where, I know a lot of people listen to a lot of different programs, and they often, remonstrate or wring their hands over this or that. They have to understand the multi-level space chess going on here that goes all the way up to the spiritual and hyperdimensional realm of the Creator God. And if you don't have a God perspective, the technology will make you lose all hope, which is why the greatest famine in the land right now is a lack of wisdom, number one, and lack of hope. The reason why so many young people are killing themselves with drugs in Russia or in America, and there's so much of an opioid epidemic, is a loss of hope. The increased attitude of the state, that if we act as a nanny state, we can kind of manipulate and control you, we'll nurture you, and you can become a full sentient human being contributing to society, is a fallacy, because humans need the challenge of being, for example, I don't personally believe in retirement. I think it's an obscenity. I think that it's obscene, as you can do anything. Even if you're paralyzed from the neck down and you can't speak, you can do something with your mind, even if you just move a toggle on a computer screen a couple hours a day. I think one of the problems is whether you're disabled physically or emotionally, whatever, we have to feel like we've got some worth in society. And in a totalitarian, in any state, you don't. You're basically like an animal that's caged in society. And of course, when you have schools where they actually have robot teachers taking care of kindergartners, these aren't raising normal human beings. They're basically creating biological cyborgs that basically don't behave like a normal human being with their own sentience.
That's what I was referring to by mindless conformity. That was the phrase that science now are.
Right. And this is going to happen because we need the challenge, for example, in America, the hand-wringing over all these things, but we need consequences. For example, I can't watch too much of Fox News. I race through it in about half an hour, 3 hours of news on Fox and Friends and the anger mangle and so on because and I can't watch any other TV. I mean, any other channel to me is disgusting beyond belief, but even Fox News is disgusting because they won't cross the red lines. They won't ask the tough questions that shows they're actually lying or not getting the full issues. For example, when they say they don't, that Americans shouldn't have a right to health care, yes, we should have, but you can't take a broken system like this guy Gollum, who's a mayor of Tallahassee and make it to all Floridians and raise the corporate tax rate 40% and expect businesses to stay in the state of Florida. This is insanity. And it's all to get control, so the state controls everything. And if you don't refuse 271 vaccines, you can't go to work, can't go to school. I get so many requests from nurses or in your nursing school or doctors that are being told they have to take a, quote, vaccine A, B, and C, and they know these vaccines are dangerous, and they don't want to take them. They're health professionals, and they're calling me for all kinds of votes, and I tell them go to NVIC.org and prove to them that legally your hospital or your corporation will try to tell you that it's mandatory and all this crap. But it isn't. But at some state, if Elizabeth Warren and these Democrats get in power, it won't be optional. The only way for you to stop being vaccinated is to shoot back with lead. It's going to get violent. And I believe the pushback is going to come real soon because I don't think American society can tolerate the kind of level of maniacal control of these leftists. I don't think it can tolerate it. I think we're heading toward a, if you want to call it, a polarization of America to the point where it actually is going to go to civil war. For example, and I'm not going to be negative on this, I think that Trump's going to get reelected. But let's say for some reason or other they assassinate him and they put a Democrat like Elizabeth Warren in power in 2020, I can guarantee you within 3 to 4 years you'll have state secession. Within 3 to 4 years you're going to have armed rebellion by citizens against the government. I'm not wanting this. I don't want to see Americans killing Americans, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen if these maniacs get in power.
And this is happening worldwide as well. For example, in South Africa, where they've begun the confiscation of white land. The first land they took, by the way, was not even held by the whites back during the days of Afrikaner or apartheid slavery.
Right.
It was a man's land was taken that he had bought 21 years ago under a black government in South Africa after apartheid, but the government's taking his land anyway. And
well,
the government has just issued an order that the 300,000 gun owners in South Africa, many of which are white, have to turn their guns over to the government, that all guns
well,
to be confiscated.
To be honest with you, this is an operational basis for us in America to do a financial, a banking, and a geopolitical decapitation of the South African government. It's time for action. It's time for us to not put up with this, because if it happens in South Africa, if it happens in China, which they're doing the same thing to the Chinese people, if it happens in any other state like North Korea, which is the hermit kingdom, which is not behaving, and we finally got our words through to Trump, so he's actually listening to us now, that North Korea is not going to behave because Russia and China, this is only a proxy. We've proved that the Rosatom facility outside Moscow gave the solid fuel rocket engines and the missile guidance systems to Kim. Kim didn't invent this, neither did the scientists. They're just a proxy for Russia and China. And we could close down their banks and seize all of their property and freeze all of their transfers of money from Putin and all his oligarchs and all these PLA members in China that are billionaires and Xi and all of these maniacs in these banks. We could freeze them out in a matter of an hour with just Trump making a few phone calls. Trump needs to be Trump. He needs to stop playing nice guy.
And that's what Craig Smith, who you see every week on Fox Business, and I have written about in our seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Great detail, 250 pages. It reads like a novel, and you can get it as a Dr. Bill listener absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you the $20 you'd have to pay at Amazon to Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Just call 800-630-4000. 1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. We'll pay the postage and everything. It won't cost you a penny. It could change your life, and it could help protect you.
Well, I think
nutraceuticals can help protect you.
I think you have to inoculate your brain with the truth. Otherwise, you're not going to actually take the action to help your health or realize. For example, we brought on yesterday his advocate, Kelby Smith. And I've been looking at this for 6 years. I actually signed up 6 years ago. But I'm seriously looking at rechanging my citizenship so I'm become a citizen of California, not of the de jure corporation, the United States of America, where I'm chattelized to the C corporation, my birth certificate against national debt. What they've done is make us, literally before the internet that it created, which was created, by the way, by DARPA, people have to understand this. The deep state has created all these social media. For example, Zuckerberg was recruited by NSA from Harvard. He doesn't even know how to code. He had an idea, though, for social media, which they create the platform, and they even share actual physical space besides the NSA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and elsewhere. What people need to start understanding is there's a move step by step to create the matrix. And the matrix isn't out there, just in cyberspace, it's here. When you put satellites, it actually can tell you if you're standing in the middle of your backyard in real time, or they know the geolocation because a new ID coming in 2 years to a cubic meter. It means the matrix is coming. It's here, it's months away, not decades away now. It's only months away. And people don't get it, do they?
No, they don't, and that's part of the danger of robots we were discussing, where you can literally program the minds of children to believe what a robot tells them. And God knows there are enough robots out there to tell you things. How many people realize, for example, that all this lying by Lanny Davis and by Michael Cohen in recent days happened to correspond to their forming a GoFundMe page? So that as they promised people by lie that this lawyer, his former Trump lawyer, could put Trump away if only he had enough money to pay his legal bills. And then they say, here's where you can donate. And lo and behold,
and there is a lot of money,
Peter Strzok got more than $500,000 within hours of forming such a page. Now, you can see now that, again, you follow the money, you follow certain other things, and it leads you where you need to go to understand.
In other words, you can pay for the truth in cyberspace.
You can pay for a version of the truth.
Right. Well, whatever truth you want, it's a pseudo-truth, it doesn't matter, as long as there's enough weight of power, verbiage, and repetition. It's considered the truth, even though, you know, like the old Russian saying, if you throw enough lies against the wall, some of it will stick.
Yeah, you can always manufacture consent. You can manufacture a particular way of viewing the world. That's what radicalization is all about.
Well, and it's actually going to drive people, for example, people like me that are Trump supporters. And I support Trump to the extent that I know the man is at least well-intentioned. But let's call it what it is. Donald Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite, white hat, mason, patriot that wants to do the right thing. And he's a baby Christian turning into a pro-life Christian from a previously pro-choice Democrat. And he's transforming, and that scares the hell out of the globalists because you don't want a billionaire that knows how the deep state works, who works in business in this area, being transformed into a believer and a Christian leader and someone who understands the nature of the demonic Luciferic agenda on the planet. That's what scares the hell out of both the Rhino Republicans, like the recently dead McCain, and all the crazy Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanderclaus, these independent maniacs. They all want to create totalitarian control states, so they operate as minions of Lucifer to create hell on Earth, and that's what we have to fight against, because hell isn't far away. You can almost feel the heat of the blast furnace of cyber controls coming on us, can't you, when you see Trump coming out yesterday and today against Google and Facebook and Twitter, etc. You know the end is near, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. The end is not here, near. The end is here. How's that? What do you like that? The end is here.
If you owe...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.